At 827 pages in its paperback form, Underworld is a heavyweight novel in every sense of the word. This classic of post-war American literature has much to say about American culture, the Cold War, and like all great novels, about the human condition. Don DeLillo made his name as a literary novelist, notably for White Noise. Underworld, his 12th novel, is the pinnacle of a career in storytelling, distilling 50 years of history from 1951 to 1992. This ambitious book contains dozens of characters, cinematic dialogue, and prose of exquisite beauty. Essentially, this is the story of waste manager Nick Shea, his wife Marion, and their family. Nick has been to jail for killing someone, but who and why? For all the complexity of its plot lines and time periods, Underworld is a novel deeply rooted in American life. So where better to begin than baseball and the legendary 1951 match between the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers? As the winning run is hit, the ball flies into the crowd, where it is found by a young boy.
The ball is back there in a mighty pileup of shirts and jackets. The game is way behind him. The crowd can have the game. He's after the baseball now, and there's no time to ask himself why. He's going up the aisle through 1,000 pounding hearts.
Nick Shea is at the match, which coincides, we learn, with the Soviet Union exploding an atomic bomb. DeLillo loves writing about conspiracy theories, and Underworld is no exception. When Nick Shea was 11, his father disappeared, a tragedy which haunts him for the rest of his life. Nick thinks that his father was abducted and killed by mobsters, the Underworld, but he hears another version of events.
No one came for him, Nicky. No one got him and took him away. He left because of us, basically. He didn't want to be a father. Being a husband was bad enough. What a burden, you know, full of obligations and occasions he couldn't handle.
Criticized by some for his stylized prose, DeLillo believes that the writer's job is to challenge and question power and authority. In this respect, the themes in Underworld remain relevant today. The global influence of sport, politics, and uncontrollable capitalist consumption. Central to the novel and to Nick Shea's profession is the image of America as a vast producer and receptacle of waste. It is symbolized by a giant waste site just outside New York City.
It was science fiction and prehistory. Garbage arriving 24 hours a day, hundreds of workers, vehicles with metal rollers compacting the trash, bucket auger digging vents for methane gas, the gulls diving and crying, a line of snouted trucks sucking in loose litter.
As Underworld moves towards a dramatic ending, it continues to ask big, enigmatic questions. How deep is time? How far down into the life of matter must we go before we understand what time is? But the book's beauty also lies in the apparent mundane details of life, such as when one of the characters makes a sandwich.
He spread the mayonnaise on the bread. Then he slapped the lunch meat down. He never spread the mayonnaise on the meat. He spread it on the bread. Then he slapped down the meat and watched the mayo seep around the edges.
Now in his 80s, DeLillo continues to write. His most recent novel, Zero K, was published in 2016. Meanwhile, Nick Shea and the whole cast of Underworld are destined to live on far into the future.